Good. Okay. We will call our public session back into order for the purpose of public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Did you have a motion?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we had a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole.
Yes, I'll do that. Yes.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yep.
Yeah, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, you're holding us up.
The rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings: when council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each applicant shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, the council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that prior speakers have already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. The first hearing today is conditional use 1982. Gary L. Ennis, Southern Delaware Classic Cars, LLC. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. This application is to consider the conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for antique auto sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.18 acres, more or less, land lying southeast of Route 502, Old Racetrack Road, 290.4 feet southwest of Route 54, also known as Route 76, and also known as Del Mar Road. Being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 532, map 19, parcel 54.07. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 27th. During that public hearing, we had heard comments from the Department of Transportation, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Gary Ennis was present with Blake Carey, Esquire of the Smith Firm, LLC, and gave testimony. The applicants had provided an exhibit booklet. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Rolfe stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1982 for Gary L. Ennis for antique auto sales based on a record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is the redevelopment of existing buildings on this site. The applicant has stated that the existing buildings will be used and that no new buildings will be constructed. Two, there will not be any adverse impacts on neighboring properties, the community, or roadways. Three, the conditional use is requested by the applicant to obtain a dealer's license from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the hours of operation shall be by appointment only between the hours of 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. B, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. C, all automobiles shall be stored within the building on the site. D, security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, no automobile repair shall be performed on the site. F, no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles shall be stored outside on the site. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. With a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date since March 27th.
Okay. Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Carey?
Sure. Good afternoon, Commissioners, County Council members, Madam Clerk, Director Lang, Mr. Moore, Blake Carey of the Smith Firm on behalf of Gary L. Ennis and Southern Delaware Classic Cars, LLC. Mr. Ennis is to my right, your left. We're here today on application number 1982, seeking an ordinance to grant a conditional use for land owned by Mr. Ennis, specifically 8658 Old Racetrack Road in Delmar, Delaware. That bears Sussex County tax map parcel number 532-19-54.07. It's located in a general residential district. The purpose is so that he could conduct antique automobile sales on the property, specifically within a 2.1-acre parcel, which is part of the same. Mr. Ennis has owned the property since November of 2010. The application states, and as you've heard by Director Lank, we're seeking a conditional use to allow him to sell antique automobiles on the property within a 9,500-square-foot steel building that exists on the property as it stands today. You can see that on the site plan as well that was submitted. The cars will be stored inside that building at all times, and the sales will occur within that building. There are no new buildings considered or anticipated to be constructed with respect to this. Sales and viewing would be by appointment only between the hours of 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. The site itself will have security cameras, alarm systems, and any security lighting would be downward facing so as not to affect or shine on any neighboring properties. No auto repairs will be made at the site, as you've heard by Director Lank. There will be no junk, unregistered, or inoperable vehicles stored outside the site. Currently, there's a 50-foot right-of-way that provides access to the property. DelDOT has issued a letter of no contention. There's also on-site water and septic on the property. There's a gravel pad outside the building for customer parking that you will see on the site plan. Mr. Ennis himself actually lives on the property, so he'll be there at all times outside of when he's going outside of the property for normal business. He's not hiring any employees, and the only other request is that he be allowed to put a lighted sign on the property up to 32 feet per side. In closing, we'd submit that the request is in line with the county's comprehensive plan, will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties, the community, or the roadways. Any questions? Mr. Ennis is here to answer any.
I have one question. You mentioned a right-of-way, 50-foot right-of-way, in your presentation. Is that an actual right-of-way or fee ownership going back to this property?
I believe so. I believe it's listed on the site plan.
Okay. You want to look?
Yes.
You need to use that.
Actually, I've got a smaller copy here.
Site plan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're advanced. I'm sorry.
Mr. Lank, what do you think there?
I don't see it on the drawing.
I don't, yeah.
On it?
The access, Route 502 to 50-foot right-of-way.
Okay, that...
I don't see any...
That's what I was mentioning, so perhaps that was a mistake.
Okay, so it's actual owned by the applicant?
Right, right.
You're just certifying that the right-of-way is what you're getting access from is a 50-foot right-of-way?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Are there any other questions from council?
Well, I understand there won't be repairs done there on the property. Is that correct?
There will not, no.
There would be no paint jobs done there. Just a retail outlet, really?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by appointment only. I mean, these type of vehicles that'll be stored on the property, and Mr. Ennis can speak if he wants, but these aren't vehicles that people will just be coming to look at. They're specifically going to have to request a time to go there to look at the vehicles themselves. But any actual work on the vehicles is done off-site through other vendors that aren't associated with Mr. Ennis.
Does Mr. Ennis like to affirm with everything that you say?
Yes, Gary S. Ennis, the applicant, and yes, everything that Blake has said is correct. Thank you.
Okay. If you have nothing else, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if it's the council's desire, close the public record.
We will close the public hearing. It's a pleasure of council to close the public record. Everybody okay with that? Okay. Mr. Moore, if you'd read a short title?
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for antique auto sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek, 100 Sussex County, containing 2.18 acres, more or less, tax map ID 532-19-54.07, part of, for reasons stated 1 through 5, with conditions A through G, as noted in the planning and zoning recommendation.
Pleasure, council.
I'd like to approve it.
Motion, Mrs. Dever.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to approve conditional use number 1982. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
I vote yes, and thought about it, and I don't see any any reason why neighbors would object, and evidently there was no objection. The planning and zoning approved it with conditions, but that was unanimous, and so that is my reason.
Paul?
Although yes, based on the recommendations of planning and zoning.
Phillips?
I know the area well, and I don't see any problem with this use. I vote yes.
Wilson?
I vote yes on recommendation P&amp;Z.
Also, I don't see where there's anything negative about it, and nobody showed to oppose it. Planning and zoning recommends it, and with their recommendation and their conditions placed on it, I agree. I will vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
The next case is conditional use number 1983, Gerald W. and Emily W. Hawker.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore, 100 Sussex County, on a parcel containing 9.6 acres, more or less. Land lying at the southeast corner of the intersection of Route 17 and Route 26, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 134, map 12, parcel 330.01. Again, this application went through public hearing on March 27, 2014. In the public hearing process, we heard comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. The applicant had provided an exhibit booklet, which I just passed down to the members. Mm-hmm. Harold Dukes, Esquire of Tunnel Razor Professional Association and an owner of the Creative Concepts Building has submitted a letter of support. Mm-hmm. The applicant was represented by Jerry Hawker and present with David Hutt, Esquire, Morris James, Wilson, Highbrook, and Byard, LLP, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission did defer action. On April 10, 2014, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1983 for Gerald W. Hawker and Emily W. Hawker for a food vendor in a C1 general commercial district, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reason. one. This project is located on a 9.6-acre property that is owned by the applicants that already has several commercial activities, including grocery store, hardware store, deli, gas pumps, and car wash. Two, the location along Route 26 is appropriate. Three, the use will be limited to takeout foods. Four, the proposed use will not have any significant impact on traffic, area roadways, or the surrounding community. And five, this recommendation is, however, subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a takeout-style food and beverage vendor. B, there shall be no more than three picnic tables on the site. The existing picnic table shall be shown on the final site plan. C, the use shall be seasonal only, operating from April 1st through November 1st, with hours of operation as stated by the applicant. D, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. And E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. For the benefit of record, I have received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date since March 27th.
And you had a letter of support, but no objection.
No objection. Mm-hmm. Right.
Any other questions from council of Mr. Lang? Seeing none, Mr. Hutt.
Good afternoon, members of council, Mr. Moore, Mr. Lang, and Ms. Griffith. My name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown, and today I'm representing Gerald W. and Emily W. Hocker, the owners of the property in question. Standing to my right is their representative, their son, also Jerry Hocker. As was just indicated in the comments read by Mr. Lank, this is a conditional use application here this afternoon to use approximately 24 by 8.5 foot concession trailer as a food vendor. If you actually look at Exhibit 4 in the exhibit notebook that was handed down by Mr. Lank a moment ago, you will see the trailer, the concession trailer that is the subject of this application. The property, I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, are very familiar with the property. It's located at the intersection of Route 26 and Route 17, which is the intersection of, by road name, Atlantic Avenue and Roxana Road. The property is 9.6 acres. It is zoned C1, as are the properties that surround it. If you look at the exhibit notebook, specifically exhibit number 5, you'll see a Google Earth aerial overlay showing this general area. If you turn to the next exhibit, which is exhibit 6, you will see essentially that same overlay with the Sussex County tax parcels placed over it. And then if you were to turn to exhibit 8, you will see the site plan, which shows both the current conditions as well as the proposed location of the concession trailer. The Hocker family has owned this site for more than 30 years, and as is shown on the site plan on Exhibit 8, the property is already improved by numerous commercial structures and ventures, including a grocery store, a hardware store, a gas station, a car wash, a pharmacy, and a deli. As was indicated a moment ago by myself, this isn't a commercially zoned area. If you turn to Exhibit 7 in your notebook, you will see a portion of the Sussex County zoning map. And you obviously, the red you will recognize as commercial, and this property sits almost in the middle of the commercial area that's located at the intersection of Route 26 and Route 17. The proposed use is essentially a mobile food vendor. This falls into the general category in the C1 district, which is a commercial use when the purposes of this chapter are more fully met by issuing a conditional use permit. It's sort of the what I refer to as the catch-all provision in the C1 ordinance for this type of a use. The food is actually prepared in the deli that's on site. It is not prepared in the trailer. It is simply kept warm in the trailer. And frankly, the food has been available for many years already in the deli itself. This is just an extension of that, as this is obviously a more convenient location for many people to get to. The location of the trailer was selected when you look at the site plan for several reasons, most significantly for safety. There is curbing which surrounds the entire area of the trailer, and this helps obviously to prevent somebody from running into the trailer, but also provides patrons with a safe means of getting the food as they order it, and also doesn't interfere with the traffic flow from the gas station and the other commercial uses on the site as when you look at the site plan. The concession trailer also has already been granted a license from the Delaware Division of Health, and that's included in your exhibit notebook at Exhibit 9. As was indicated a moment ago in Mr. Lang's comments, DelDOT sent a letter of no contention to this, to the issuance of a conditional use for this matter, basically indicating that the present site, the entrances, and parking and lighting are all adequate for what is there. So there's no objection from DelDOT. The trailer will not be using any sewer or water. It has those, those are provided for on board on the trailer unit itself. There will be trash cans at the site on a daily basis, which will be emptied at the store's primary trash facility each day. This is a seasonal use. It's used primarily between April and November. The hours of operation, I know one of the conditions that the Planning Commission recommended was that the hours of operation would be as recommended or as stated by the applicant, and the applicant stated 10 to 8 would be the hours of operation. It is used more often during the shoulder seasons, which we're currently leaving one of them now. It is used primarily on the weekends, and then as we get into the summer season, it is used every day of the week. Mr. Lank has indicated to the applicant that in addition to seeking this conditional use, there will also be the need for a variance from the Board of Adjustment for a setback. As was indicated, there is a letter of support from the neighboring property right across the street that was written by Mr. Dukes. And that's where I wanted to end, which is I don't think you can have a better recommendation than support from a neighboring property. And I'll just read a little bit of his letter. He states that they, being the Hawkers, have created many jobs in our community and have been great neighbors. Their business premises are always clean and well-kept. Their buildings are always well-maintained. The Hawker family has shown leadership and a genuine concern for their community. And the Hawker family would submit that this will be another type venture, and that with the conditions proposed by the Planning Commission in their recommendation, that this use meets the purpose of the county's zoning ordinance as well as its comprehensive development plan, as it further promotes the orderly growth and development, convenience, order, and prosperity of the county. With that, I'll ask Mr. Hawker if everything I stated here today was true and correct.
For the record, I'm Jerry Hawker, and yes, I had very good representation.
And I would, the Hawker family would ask that the council adopt the planning and zoning recommendation.
Any questions from council?
Well, I want to make sure I understand it. There's a lovely picture here of the unit. However, this, if granted, would apply to any such unit, I would believe, if I understand this. Or does it directly relate to that unit?
It would be a facility for a mobile-type structure mm-hmm. to be used for that purpose
right.
at that location.
Because it's conditional use. And
not specifically that.
Yeah, you wouldn't want it to run out. Okay.
Now, when they would also have to go, as stated by Mr. Hutt, they would also have to go to the Board of Adjustment for a variance because
exactly.
of the setback location and also to use that mobile home or mobile-type structure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, and any decision we make here doesn't impact planning or Board of Adjustments.
Not really.
They make their own decisions.
They
got to
make their decision based on use of that unit.
On information. Okay. So we're not giving some kind of implied direction to them. Okay.
So there was a question about where it's going to be, the setback, where it's going to be, and there was a question about that. Then he has to go to Board of Adjustment for that. Is that what I'm
If they, because of where they want to place it, right?
I
you
see.
Could place it somewhere else on your property. You would need a board
the
variance,
front yard
correct?
Setback.
That's correct.
Right.
Front
right.
yard setback right. would be 60 foot. They're
right.
inside that 60 foot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're on the paved area that already exists.
Yeah,
I
already
see that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good.
Right. The site plan shows the 60 foot front yard setback.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It gives it good exposure out there so they can see it. If they put it back behind a building or something, it wouldn't make sense.
No, it wouldn't be a good idea at all.
That only applies when the doors are open, right, selling from it. I mean, if you want to pull it somewhere and put it in the backyard, if you do that.
Well, correct. Right?
Is it tagged? Are you going to tag it?
It is tagged, and actually they take it to events. They cater, and so it is not always there.
It is used
at location.
And it's parked in locations where there's currently parking spots.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I don't see.
The only thing I was disappointed about was that I didn't realize the ribs weren't cooked in that unit. They seem to always taste better when you buy them at something like that.
That's right.
Did we find out that they're cooked somewhere else?
It's just a few feet away, Mr.
Okay, Coleman. Okay.
In the store itself.
And this is for one unit.
In fact, I go to sales all the time. I go to sales all the time, and they're parked everywhere. I don't see the big deal.
Okay.
Well, we still require two hearings we've talked about this, Sam, to maybe just let it go to the Board of Adjustment for the whole thing, but we haven't really taken any direction, so maybe in the future we can do that.
When you put a license on it, what's the law saying you can't park? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions from council?
That's right.
No, that just said it is for one unit, and if he wants to put in more, what does he do then?
To him, I don't care.
What does he do at that point?
Comes back again and asks for more.
He has to go through this all over again?
Right.
Yep.
Right
now. Mercy. Okay.
Okay.
We got to control these kind of things.
Oh, yeah, right.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application?
Got to keep her thumb
Mr. Kramer.
On the people. Jerk them around. Speaking of jerking around, here comes the testimony right now.
There you go.
Popcorn. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to hear about, popcorn.
And ribs.
I think he's in opposition.
For it.
I could tell by his demeanor.
He's for it.
I think he's, want to bet? I'll bet he's for against it.
You're against? I'm for it.
I think he's going to call us turkeys before.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you bunch of turkeys. I'll tell you, you are a bunch of turkeys. You want to bring it up? I'll call you turkeys. Dadgummit. I'm sick and tired of you turkeys because I got news for you. First of all, why are these guys even in here? Isn't there a better way to get this job done? Of course there is. It ought to be straight across the board. They ought to be. Not only that, they had to hire an attorney. They got to go through three meetings and spend all this money to kiss you guys, which I ain't going to kiss you at all because you're too dang ugly. But I'm going to tell you something. Not only should you give them their money back and waive their fees just like you did Just Soup, because, hey, you claim that we're all for business. Dadgummit, you ain't for business. Because if you were for business, it should be a given that a guy should be able to park his trailer there. And if you don't like it, you can kiss my grits. But I'm going to tell you something. You're all wrong. Hey. Now you're going to pass it, and then you got to then they got to go kiss another bunch of people, pay more money, for what? Where is the stupid heads on you guys, a bunch of turkeys? And you'll never get it straight because we forgot. We keep talking about it, but we never do anything about it. Every ordinance in this county ought to be gone through and redone and redone and redone and get some. In fact, you ought to even be required to pay his attorney fees.
Absolutely.
It says pit beef, pulled pork, ribs. Doesn't say anything about turkeys.
Well, I guarantee you.
Are you
they got turkeys in that building.
Are you trying to hurt or help?
I'm all for them.
You're for it?
I'm just not for you guys.
Would you please sit down?
No.
Are you in support or in opposition?
Support.
You think I just got done? I'm all for them.
We don't have any idea.
If you're that dumb, you ought to go home.
I don't want to kiss you. That's all right. You don't.
Is there anyone else here in favor of this application?
And you think your father has it hard.
And is there anyone, seeing no more, is there anyone here in that'd like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. At this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing, and if it's the council's pleasure, close the public record.
Yes.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council. We'll close the public record.
Move
okay
for adoption.
With that? Mr. Moore, if you read a short title.
Sure. An ordinance.
Who's next?
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 9.6 acres, more or less, tax map ID 134-12-330.01 for reasons 1 through 5 and conditions A through E as given by planning and zoning in their recommendation.
Pleasure, council.
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Wilson.
Yes, here you go.
To grant conditional use number 1983.
Yes.
Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I'll vote yes. It looks like a good idea to me. And planning and zoning liked it. And they also had conditions, and which I agree with. And they had their reasons, which I agree with as well. We had no opposition, and we had some people testify for it. Mr. Dan Kramer, and then I believe he has a letter from folks, supporting it. So, yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, with the support of P&Z's comments.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes, and I'd have to echo the sentiments of the public. Maybe a good time to look at this is something that could be handled at the Board of Adjustments.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes, and park it anywhere you want to, as long as it's got license on it.
Also, based on the findings of planning and zoning and their conditions placed on it, which I agree with, I will vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
And next case is conditional use number 1985, Eugenia Athan.
The application is to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 11.6327 acres, more or less, land lying southeast of Route 17, Roxana Road, 3200 feet northeast of Road 365, Pepper's Corner Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 134, Map 15, Parcel 1, and being a part of Parcel 118. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 27, 2014, and heard comments from the Department of Transportation, Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Steve Engel was present on behalf of Vista Design Group, or Vista Design Incorporated, on behalf of the applicant, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application and did defer action. On April 10, 2014, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1985 for Eugenia Athan for a three-unit storage facility based upon a record made at the public hearing, and for the following reasons. Three, the proposed conditional use is within the existing large stable buildings on an 11-acre tract. Two, the project with the conditions placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Three, the operation of the business will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise. Four, there is a dwelling on the property for an on-site caretaker or manager. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to three units within the existing stable buildings. B, any security lighting or lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties. C, no outside storage shall be allowed on the premise. D, no chemicals shall be stored on the premise. E, the storage building and garage shall not be used at a workshop or for the operation of power tools or other machinery. And lastly, F, the site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. With a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And again, for the record, I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date.
And I understand that Mr. Cole has a conflict this matter.
She was a client of mine real estate-wise, and I assisted her in purchasing this property and other things, so I think I better step out.
Okay, Mr.
It's been a few years, but it's...
Mr. Cole is going to recuse himself for that reason. Are there any questions from any? Are there questions from any of the other members of council to Mr. Lank?
Well, I want to make sure I know what's going to be stored in it, and I'm trying to figure. I was just wondering if I missed something about we got have no repairs or anything in there, but it's going to be for horses, or what is it?
That's what we'll find out as part of the hearing.
Okay, well, that's good. Let's hear that.
Good afternoon, members of the council. My name is Rich Polk with Vista Design, and I'm here on behalf of the property owner, Eugenia Athan. Mm-hmm. The request in front of you right now is for a conditional use permit request for up to 3 storage units on the AR1 portion of the property.
For 3 what?
Up to 3 storage units.
Yes.
Just generic, general storage.
Storage units, mm-hmm.
The property was previously used as a commercial stables. It was not economically viable through the economic downturn. Property owner has carried the property for quite some time, and at this point she's looking to use the facility that she has in a means that can try to cover some of the expenses that she's incurring.
Right. Okay.
Access to the property will be via Route 17 at the existing entrance to the property. There are no additional improvements proposed on the property. There are gravel driveways getting access from Route 17 all the way to the storage unit with ample parking for unloading, tenant parking for the units, not tenants, but leasor parking. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended 6 conditions and stipulations, which my client has reviewed and is okay with. And at this point, I can answer any other questions you may have about the proposed use.
Oh, it's it was stables. Now it's going to be storage buildings. And I just want to wish her luck for that. But it sounds like a smarter way to use the buildings. But I don't have any other questions.
It sounds like you got rid of the horse manure, don't it?
Exactly.
And it's only for 3 units.
Correct.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Correct. The intent is to... I'm sorry. The intent is there are 2 stables. There's a larger stable and a smaller stable.
Mm-hmm.
The intent is to make the smaller unit a single storage. If I could walk over here.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It is to turn the western stable into a single storage unit, and the eastern stable, which is the larger of the 2 buildings, everything has been removed from the interior of that except for a single partition wall down.
That's what I was wondering.
The individual stalls have already been removed.
Uh-huh.
She has no intention of doing individual, multiple. It's just up to 3 is what she's looking to do.
Same floor.
Part of it, yes.
Any other questions from council? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, at this point, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if it's the council's pleasure, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. We'll close public record.
Mm-hmm. Move forward.
Read the short title, please, for conditional use number 85.
Yes, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 11.6327 acres, more or less, tax map ID 134-15-118, part of, for reasons 1 through 6, and conditions A through F as given by the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson, to approve conditional use number 1985.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote for it. I certainly can understand wanting to turn the stable into a storage unit. In this economy, I believe it's a wise use of the structure. Planning and zoning voted yes, but they had conditions, and I'm in agreement with the conditions as well as their reasons.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes. I think it's appropriate, and I think the planning and zoning got it right.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes. With this recommendation that Mr. David Peter has given, I'm big notion to change my cow barns and put in the storage.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I agree with the findings of planning and zoning and with their conditions placed on this conditional use. I think it does make a lot more sense to use that for something that's probably going to be economically feasible versus stables for horses right now.
Yeah.
All vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Dever, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. We now stand adjourned. Thank you, thank you, thank you.